Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham. I'm a history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, April 25th, in the year 1840, the Barbadian published the details of a meeting held by the trustees of the Harrison's Free School, the institution we know today as Harrison College. The trustees, having met on April 13th, agreed to a number of terms and conditions that would prepare the institution to be reopened under the guidelines of its founder, Thomas Harrison. The Harrison's Free School was opened in the year 1733 by Thomas Harrison, a Bridgetown merchant, and was housed in a building constructed on Spice Street in Bridgetown. Today, this building is the home of the Exchange Museum. According to the publication A to Z of Barbados Heritage, the building was provided by Harrison to the trustees to conduct a school for poor children, and for a long time, the school remained small. It is necessary, however, to convey here that at the time of the genesis of the school, blacks and colors were not included in the group of quote-unquote poor children that were slated to be educated there. Furthermore, as Professor Sir Hilary Beckles makes clear, and I quote, in 1838, Codrington College and Harrison School were still refusing coloreds and blacks, end quote. He further conveys that educational development for blacks would not come until after emancipation, but as the demand by blacks for education increased, financial investment also decreased and ultimately diminished in the 1840s. This severely hampered the opportunities for blacks to be educated. However, in this April 25, 1840 edition of the Barbadian, the trustees, quote, determined that the benevolent intention of the founder would be more completely carried into effect by making certain alterations, end quote. To this end, it was decided that the school would be reopened on the first Monday in May. The teaching structure and staff would consist of one headmaster who would live on site. A part-time teacher of writing and ciphering would attend the school twice weekly at times to be fixed by the headmaster. Also, math teachers and a French master would both be appointed by the headmaster. As it related to the pupils, it was agreed that all should, quote, be equally subject to the discipline and entitled to the full benefits of the education afforded by the school, end quote. Furthermore, foundation scholars were to be educated in the classics, writing, and arithmetic free of cost, as directed by the founder. Also, the headmaster was permitted to take in any number of private pupils and charge their scholars the annual $64 payable in advance. A moderate extra fee would be charged for those wanting to learn French and mathematics. There would also be an annual public examination of the boys at the school. Therefore, it can be determined that on this day, April 25th in the year 1840, the trustees of the Harrison's Free School clearly established the guidelines for pursuing education within this leading institution of learning, which at the time undoubtedly isolated the majority of the population.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.